This is Plantorama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If sweet corn is part of your home garden, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says to be prepared for raccoons. That's because raccoons love sweet corn. If it's left unprotected, raccoons can wipe out the entire crop just before you're ready to harvest. Ward, I guess if you're seeing raccoons and you have sweet corn, that means the sweet corn is just about ready.
They're like an official inspector. They will move in and start taking that sweet corn about the day before you're ready to pick. And they really love sweet corn. And so if you have very many raccoons around, they can move in and just really wipe it out very quickly. So you need to control them.
So we might want to see them, but we don't want them attacking our corn.
That's right. And they're going to come in at night. And so you need to have something there to stop them from actually getting to that sweet corn. Now, there's several methods of doing that. One I haven't tested, but I've heard people give good reviews of, is just having a radio out in the sweet corn that is tuned to a talk station, not music. Music doesn't seem to work, but if you have a talk station, then leave that on all night and see if that works. I don't have enough feedback on that to know for sure that it works, but I've had some people that really swear by it.
Interesting approach.
Yes. Now, the other ways you can do this is by fencing. And there's a couple of ways of doing fencing. One is to use electric fence wire. And when you're using electric fence wire, what you want to use is the woven stuff that has the wire embedded in the woven material. That's a lot easier to thread around that sweet corn patch than it is the actual wire. So use that, and then you're going to have to have a fencer. And normally what you're going to use is a battery-powered fencer, just because you're normally not close enough to plug something in. And there are ones that actually keep that battery up with solar power. And others, you just use a regular, like a car battery, and it'll last about a month. And so you can do that in order to make sure that those raccoons don't get in, but make sure you have enough wires and they're spaced correctly.
You're trying to keep them from going underneath the fence as well?
Underneath and between and over. They'll find a way if there's a way. And so what you want are two wires. You can usually get by with two wires. The first one is about 5 inches above ground level. The second one is about 9 inches. So 4 inches between, and first one at 5, second one at 9. And usually that's going to be enough to keep them out. Now, the thing to watch on these is that they can be shorted out by weeds or anything else that contacts those wires. And so it's not going to hurt the fence at all, but you're going to have part of it that doesn't work. And so you need to continue to check that and make sure that you've got fire all the way through. Now, how do you check it?
I guess you don't ask your kids to do it, right?
No. Well, they might do it once. And so that you can just touch it. I mean, it's not really going to hurt you, but it's not very pleasant. But they have testers you can buy that will tell you whether it's working or not. And so that's what most people do. That will tell you whether it's working or not. And then also there's another way to do the same thing, and that's to use kennel panels. And that, if you have a really small planting, that works fine. You just go around the patch with your kennel panels and just make sure there's no opening large enough for a raccoon to get in there. That usually works for several years. And then they figure out they can climb over and get into the patch. And then you have to cover the top. And so once that happens, I think it's almost easier to use the wire. And so those are three different methods you can try. The easiest is going to be the radio. And just see if that works. I'm just not absolutely sure that it will.
And is this something that we have to do for an extended period? Is this while the corn is growing as well, or just maybe when it's closer to harvest?
Yeah, closer to harvest. And so once you see those silks start to come out, that's probably a good idea to get everything set. Because once they get a taste of that sweet corn, it's really hard to stop them. So it's better to have it out early and working early than to wait until you actually start to see damage.
I'm assuming it depends on when they planted, but when might we expect harvest to be?
Yeah, it depends on how many days, but you're usually looking at July. And if you stagger your plantings, that can go further into July, maybe even into August.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on using fencing to keep raccoons away from sweet corn. To learn more, contact your county or district extension office. Plantorama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.